Blog Talk Radio.
You'll be listening to Box Set here on GoldBoxMedia.com with your host.
If the laws of physics no longer apply in the future, God help you.
The oh-so-sexy cat.
Oh, my breasts are really strong.
And the almighty bad.
It's simple. Just take the hydraulic phase shift emulator and attach it to the transdimensional proton particle emitter. Kaboom! New tower.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Boxheads. Hi, Shriggs.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty fucking awesome, man.
That's good. Yeah, I'm, we're going to attempt to do this show while playing Guild Wars 2 Beta. So, if there's a long silence and a long pause, we're probably in the middle of being loud. No pun intended, of course.
Hey, so. And to give you a picture of this, eyes wide open, pupils dilated, jaws dropped, tongue out.
Yeah, the game has pretty much blown me and Triggs away so far. It's pretty cool. I still have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just kind of like running around and just kind of looking at things. Yeah, I think the initial impression so far is just holy crap. I think that would be the best kind of way to go about the what you want to call it. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. Like currently right now.
Expectations of the water.
I just died again. Like I'm playing a thief, so I honestly have no clue what I'm doing. The melee combat is pretty in depth, and I've noticed that if you run into a that's a long way to run back. That sucks. If you run into a group of mobs as a melee class, you're probably going to die in about 2.5 seconds, or 1.5, which I just did. So I was like, hey, I can take this, and then no, they just completely obliterated me. So,
well, what
yeah.
level were they, and what level were you? That kind of makes a difference.
No, it really does. But they're the same level as I am. I'm level 5. But there's actually a group of us doing this quest thing, one of the dynamic events. And I found that as a thief, I'm better off with like pistols or a short bow of some type, like in the mass groups of people. Because if I try to engage this, I just get raffle stomped and it hurts, unfortunately. But I'm not sure, like, have you found that to be true? I mean, I know you played the engineer. I just died again. Like, I just got obliterated.
Well, with the engineer, I don't die too much. Like, for me, it's about, for you, dodging is way more vital to your survival.
Yeah, and it's really hard to dodge, like, 9 people at once, unfortunately. You know, people are just going to have to kind of get used to the they're not being the holy trinity of, tank, DPS, heal. Like, everyone's pretty much a tank. And if you die, it's pretty much your own damn fault.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you have been able to get some PvP going. How's that been for you?
I've done some of the Battleground stuff, and just I've walked into the world versus world and just looked at it and like, holy crap, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But not done anything. Well, I can say about the PvP in the Battlegrounds, and I feel it's going to be really balanced. It is balanced right now, like as far as I can see. Like, I got through some games, and nothing was, like, really one-sided too much. Like,
right.
Sometimes it's just going to be a team of people that work really well together, and they communicate, and they just stomp you in the face. And but most of the time, I get with a group of people who like to communicate, and fighting against other players just seems to feel really well.
Well, that's good. So the PvP isn't like just a bunch of Zerg people that are like, hey, let's go take one place in LoL.
That's the world versus world PvP, and that's totally freaking awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, from what I heard, world PvP is pretty insane. I'm dying horribly again.
Here, I'll pull up my world versus world information, not visible from Overflow maps. Damn, I can't see what's going on in the world versus world.
Yeah, see, I just died again because I just tried charging four people, and you can't do that if they're... Oh, they're all level 11 now because a higher level just joined, and he's like, haha. That sucks.
Mobs don't gain levels. People lose levels. That's how that works. They don't get tougher.
Oh, well, then maybe I'm totally in the wrong area. I don't know.
Huh. If he's level 11 and he's there and he's not being sidekick, then chances are you are in the wrong level and you're dying because you're not supposed to be there.
Well, right. I'm used to, you know... I have no clue. I think I'll take a waypoint and go this way. I don't even have enough money for a waypoint. I've died so many times. I've had to repair my gear so much. You know, that is actually one thing I did want to kind of mention and talk about a little bit, is the amount of gold you get is, like, really small.
It is. Like, I just today, or, like, earlier today, like an hour or two ago, got 10 silver for my skills book. You need to start putting in basically what are talent points. And
right.
It took a while to get that 10 silver because when you I want to upgrade my gear too, but you can't really do that when you're not getting too much copper.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. The maybe it's intentional. I don't know, but
I don't think they want you to have like
mass amounts of gold.
Yeah,
it I don't mind it, but it's kind of frustrating when you can't, like, go anywhere. I don't know. Maybe that's just me being picky. But so far,
yeah,
I mean,
how's
your class so far? How are you enjoying it?
I really like the engineer. He's got really cool abilities. The weapons, he's actually very limited in the weapons. So you can have pistols, rifles, and shields. That's about it.
Oh. That ain't
out of
bad,
like
though.
The 20 or so weapons there are, he gets like three. But he can put down turrets. He can put on backpacks that act as other weapons. Like he gets a flamethrower, an elixir gun, and mines and shit. So even though he doesn't have a lot of weapons, he has utility abilities that gives him bundles that act as a different type of weapon that's totally unique to him, which is really cool.
Nice. So, like, are you able to actually summon the giant golem thingies, or is that just in PvP?
Let me see. Like, I know... let's see. I actually, I'm on my engineer. Let me pull up my skills list. There... Rifle turret, flame turret, net turret, bumper turret, blah, blah, blah.
So many turrets. There we go.
I'm not seeing it. It actually might be an elite skill.
Oh.
And they aren't, like, I can mouse over the elite skills, but they don't say what they are.
Oh, okay.
So maybe, maybe not. We'll find out eventually.
Yeah, you know, that is one thing I do like, is they've kind of, like, hidden some of the skills. Like, you can see them, but you can't actually see them.
I know some of the skills, like, the engineers get a healing turret. Like, if you players can walk up to it, click it, and get heals.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you can have in the world. So I'm sure, or pretty sure, you can summon a golem with an engineer.
Oh, okay.
If not, what's he going to do?
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know what I'm doing.
I actually have one goal to do this weekend, and that's get some footage of the Shadow Behemoth in the human starting area.
Oh, yeah?
It's a really big boss. It's really cool, and I want to get some footage for our YouTube channel. But I'm never around when the thing is spawned.
What? Really? I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, I've been chilling out in the swamp all day and just keeping my eye on the quest tracker for the secrets of the swamp.
Mm-hmm. No, is that like a big dynamic event that happens every once in a while?
On the right side of your screen, there's a list of events that are around, and ones that are like highlighted in orange, those are big dynamic events with bosses at the end of them.
Okay. Yeah, see, like, right now we're fighting a bunch of, like, stone people. I'm not even sure what these things are, but apparently they're called Earth Elementals, I believe.
What is this crazy magic?
I know, right? Have you found any, like, interesting quirks yet? I mean, other than just, you know, things not working?
I would like the camera to zoom out further.
Okay.
That's the only thing. I don't feel like it's giving me too much room. And sometimes it's kind of hard to control the camera. It'll, like, jump into places that are, it'll move really fast when it bumps into something behind me that I don't see. And kind of flips out.
That's fair.
Other than that, everything else feels really good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, the thief is really hard to... I still have no clue what I'm doing with this character. He's actually pretty hard to kind of understand, which is good, though. I mean, it kind of makes for a little bit more interesting, combat system.
What zone are you in?
What now?
What zone are you in?
I'm in the charting area.
Let's
see here. So...
I don't see it.
You don't?
Like, I'm trying to find you on my map to see if you're in the world with me.
Ah.
Oh, I see the Black Citadel, and don't see you anywhere.
Close. I almost died. Da-da-da. Like, I'm starting to get the rotation down here, but, I mean, it's still confusing as hell. I have no clue what I'm doing. Just
well,
like, oh, please don't die. Oh, I just died.
All right, so is there anything else we need to talk about?
No, I mean, there's... It doesn't really do it much justice with just, like... I died again. With, just kind of talking about it. I think the videos that we're going to kind of come out with over the next probably weeks or so, because we have so much footage, it's going to be ridiculous. Sorry about the odd. I think so far my favorite aspect of the game is you really kind of feel like you're actually a part of like a bigger world, and like things that you do actually seem to matter.
So I was talking to this with some people I was grouping with. I said, "Hey, we need to come up with a new name for this because questing doesn't give it justice."
Right. Oh, go away, people.
This is not questing. This is adventuring.
Yeah.
Straight off adventuring with other heroes and a big ass world, fighting big ass monsters, and it's totally cool.
Yeah, I mean, the some of the quests are just kind of crazy because people, I think people are still kind of getting used to the whole combat system, and at least right now, I know there's a lot of issues with. People actually not getting good frame rates. I'm actually one of those people, unfortunately. Why am I still dying? Mm-hmm. Dang it, I died again.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. It's fun.
Hey, shut
around
up.
The Divinity's Reach, and you'll find people dead on the ground because they jumped off a ledge that they couldn't survive.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Up.
Yeah, I have noticed that. Oh, jeez. Like, I think my main reason for dying so much is just I don't have good frame rates, unfortunately, right now. Because they, thanks, dear. Apparently my wife thinks I suck. Darn. I mean, it's frustrating because I know if my computer can run Battlefield 3 on Ultra with 90 frames a second, I don't think I should have a problem running this game. But they have stated that they're working on the issue. It's not completely optimized to use your graphic card to its full potential yet, so... That is kind of a known issue. And, you know, ArenaNet's actually been really cool about it. And they're actually able to get, you know, in contact with their community. And they're not, like, keeping them in the dark like certain other people do. BioWare. it's nice to see a company that actually cares. Oh, my gosh, please don't die again. I don't have any money to repair. Okay, good. What's killing me? I don't even know what's attacking me. There's so many people here. I don't even know what's going on. I guess I'll go turn in my contributions to this person. I'm doing a quest where I have to collect all these crystals and turn them into this guy. Uh-huh. It's really cool because I'm not sure if you've done these quests, but like the bar kind of gradually goes up, and it says like how much you've contributed. I remember one of the quests that I contributed
Done,
like 23 parts.
Mm-hmm.
What,
yeah,
did I say the word wrong?
Like that,
huh? Whatever.
Apples.
My wife's making fun of me because I can't.
Yeah, there's actually in the human starting zone. There's an get apples for the old lady pie quest.
That's
except
awesome.
At the end of this, but at the end of this quest, there's a giant spider boss.
Really?
Yes.
I like apple pie.
I like spider boss's kill. Oh dear God! Who
Holy!
Let Red get a third of the resources and the world versus world over a third. This is unacceptable,
what?
Blue.
What happened?
We're blue, by the
Please.
Way.
What's wrong?
What, me? Or you?
Yeah.
Or your wife?
But what happened? You got really upset.
Yeah, I just opened the World vs. World Stats Bonuses panel, and according to this little pie chart, Red is doing better than us.
How do you open that?
Right.
I haven't actually messed with World PvP yet. So PvP...
Yeah, click N. Push N.
Push N. World is not... I'm in a dungeon and... I think I'm in an overflow section.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Well, next time you get out, press N and get angry.
Okay. Rawr, I'm angry. There we go. Well, was that angry enough? So much stuff going on. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to revive this. Nope, he's already revived. Okay. See, another thing, have you been able to, oh my gosh, I'm dying. Have you been able to figure out what the white and red circles mean? I know the red circles mean bad, but like, do the white circles mean bad too?
I think they mean neutral.
Okay.
Like,
so you it's
like the circles underneath enemies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those mean neutral. Like, you would see them under fireflies or birds or something.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yes. I have gained a level. You know, I really like the experience. Like, from level 1 to 6, I think my experience bar has gone up about 500. Like, needed actual experience. I'm going to try and run through here and not die. I'm probably going to die, but that's okay. Just going to sneak through. Sneak through. Come on. There we go. Stealth. Haha. Suck it.
These couple of cities are so freaking big. Like, in this game, all buildings are to scale of what they would be in a real fantasy world.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of ridiculous how big they are. I would definitely agree. This is probably not the best place to try and see. I don't have my actual stealth yet. So, yeah, I'm like kind of running around here with my head cut off. Oh, crap. I just aggroed like 9 people. But the really nice part is these waypoints make it a lot easier to travel. But you gotta have the money
for
it. And half the time, if you play melee class like I do, you're pretty much dead about 90% of the time.
Yeah, like there are no mounts in this game
That we know of.
I think that they said there are going to be no mounts. No
oh
line,
really?
No running.
Well, I mean,
that's why they have these waypoints.
Yeah, I mean, okay, works for me, I guess.
From what I heard, it's cool. Like their idea is. Giving you mounts kind of diminishes the size of the world. And
I can agree
with that, because when you get a mount in World of Warcraft, that place gets so small, it's like, I've just walked across the country in about 2 minutes.
Right. You're right. So apparently I have to make sure the tar elements do not hurt anyone. Good to know. And, you know, another thing I do like is you can revive any player that's not in your party if they die.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. Like, you don't need a party. You can do it. You can see where they are on the map, and you can hang out with them and stuff. But you don't need it. You can just get with a big group of people and go rape some shit.
Yeah, it kind of makes the game feel a little bit more social, I guess.
Yeah, and it increases the flow of the game. Like,
you never
have to stop and figure out what to do. It's like, let's invite him and him. Where did this guy go? Just get a bunch of people and do stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a nice feature that they added there. This is
but
probably
I think
really stupid.
Thing
oh my gosh,
that's
such a
game.
Dumb idea. I just oh my gosh, holy no no no, run up! Oh damn. Okay, so wait, what? Oh, see, I was stupid, and I was like, okay, this is a level 4 area. That's fine.
I could have told you that.
And I go in at level 6, and all of a sudden, all these elements become level 7. Unless I didn't read them right. I probably didn't read them right because the UI is kind of funky. I do hope that they kind of make the UI a little bit more movable because I want to be able to have... don't die.
I was actually just thinking about this. Like, I was in that video, like I told you about the show, I got a video of an escort quest and then a siege.
Mm-hmm.
The UI was really big and really in the way. So for people who are playing at lower resolutions, that can be kind of a problem because it gets too cluttered.
Oh, really?
I don't see any options. As far as I know, in the menus, I don't see an option to decrease the size of the UI.
Okay.
Like in World of Warcraft, you can decrease the size of your action bars and the quest text and stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sure they'll add that eventually. What's this do? What happens if I steal? Ooh, whirlwind thingy. Yeah. That is another thing that is very, very hard to kind of get there is stealing an ability gives you, like, extra stuff as a thief. And if you have no idea what's going on and you steal an ability, I'm going to travel because I don't want to stay in the Overflow world anymore. It's boring. There's no more fun. Aw, man, it teleported me all the way back here. That sucks. Not what I wanted, but that's okay. I'm going to teleport over here because waypoints are awesome. Anyway, back to what I was saying. The what was I saying, Shrix?
Something about dying horribly.
Yes. No. It was about the steal ability with Thief. If you have no idea what ability you're stealing, it sucks because you kind of like literally have to stop and go, okay, what's this ability do? This is cool. And then you try using it, and you either die right away, or you didn't use it right, and it kind of screwed you over. Because, like, a lot of the abilities that I've stolen so far, like, give me stealth, or give me, like, a extra damage type of thing, which is nice. Let's see if I can actually participate in this fight without killing myself. Probably not.
Okay. And I think we should mention how the world transfer system works.
You think?
Because that's something Blizzard... Yeah, it's like what Blizzard has, and you have to pay for it with Blizzard. Like,
yeah.
Are gems the thing or something you have to buy with actual money?
Yeah. Yes, okay. They are. But you can also trade it, trade your in-game currency for gems as well. So kind of keep that in mind. So holy frickies after me. Go away. I did not do anything to you. I'm so sorry. I mentioned your... Go away. Anyway, but they actually are, you're actually able to kind of transfer your in-game currency for gems, or vice versa. You can actually buy gold with gems. So, which is interesting. Oh, crap. That was dumb. I'm so sick. Go down the stairs. What is this ability to do?
So.
See? Yes. Dang it, I died again. I died so much. It is ridiculous. Like, I have died more times leveling in World of Warcraft, EverQuest, and Star Wars: The Old Republic combined in Guild Wars 2 from level 1 to 6. That just shows you how...
That's the learning curve for you. So, aside from the paying for a world transfer, there's another system they have called Guesting, where you can
uh-huh.
take a character and go into another world for free, and quest, and do dungeons and stuff with your buddies. I don't think you can do world versus world, and I think the way they have PvP set up, you can quest with, or do PvP cross worlds.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's, like, a lobby system that's either in place or going to be in place. I haven't figured it out yet, but I hope I will, and then I'll make a video about it.
Mm-hmm. So
well,
I'm picking up a...
Jumped over the wall. Must be that guy.
I'm not sure why I have a lava rock infiltrate the Flame Legion camp. What does this do? Throw a lava rock, it burns your foe. I'm not sure how I can hold this lava rock, but hey, that's cool. We're going to go over here and question somebody.
Do you know if there are sword gates in main cities that teleport you to other main cities?
I know that they have main portals. They have more. They're called what is it? The Azura portal things that allow you. Yeah, no. They allow you to transfer from one major city to the other, I believe. Those big, huge purple portals. I think on your mini map.
Yeah,
I think it allows you to.
Lion's Arch.
What now?
I saw the one from Lion's Arch. I think. Oh, here's one. Ebon Hawk Azura Gate. It's got a big cross in the middle of it. It's supposed to be a zone they haven't allowed open to the public.
Probably. I think so.
Like, I would like to find a way to get over to the Char area and help you out.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't found one to the Char area.
Oh. Well, really, you haven't? I thought, weren't you able to guest to my server?
Well, no, but I'm a human.
Ah. Well, yeah, but there's no, like, cross-faction hate. Everyone's in you're able to actually go into anyone's city.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to, like, hurt you.
Like, I actually don't know which server you're on. I thought I did, but it's just your zone, so I have to figure this out.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That makes sense. So, as an engineer, how's PvP for you? Do you have, what's your biggest issue with that?
With engineer PvP, I actually really enjoy engineer PvP. I don't have any issues with it. Like, what I tend to do is I'll go solo and find a point and defend it with a bunch of turrets.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the map with the clock tower, I'll go over to the enemy trebuchet, and I'll destroy that because I can put down two turrets and then blast at it and destroy it really quick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What class do you have the most trouble with?
I've only played the engineer. I've been trying to level them up to get to a zone that people haven't seen much in any videos. Like, I just got to the, 10-6 Hills?
Right.
And, and that place I haven't really seen much of in videos, so I'm going to try to get a bunch of footage of that tonight and tomorrow.
Nice. I think I'm going to die again.
But
I'm terrible.
I think the next class I want to play is either the Warrior or the Guardian. I'm thinking Guardian.
Yeah, from what I hear, the Guardian's actually pretty cool. But, there's another one. Wow, he did not like that I just did that. That was uncool. Stealth. I really wish I had my main stealth. That would just be so much helpful. Yeah. What do I steal? What do I get if I steal from these guys? Anything exciting? No? Okay. See, like, I still haven't figured out what the best kind of way to use all these skills are for. Because I have
a
small...
Well, I think that's the big thing about Guild Wars 2 is about experimentation and practice.
Yeah, it's just ridiculously hard, though. Because, like, combat is just... It's so much more in-depth than any other MMO that anyone's ever played. Like, people are trying to compare it to Terra, but Terra's lag and issues and stuff like that just don't really have any merit for it. It kind of makes it for a really crappy game, unfortunately. But, like, with Guild Wars, it's kind of ridiculous how good the... ow, that really hurts. Probably shouldn't be in the flame barrier, but hey. With oh my gosh, there's another jailer. With Guild Wars, I feel that I'm able to effectively do things and not feel limited by my class. Like, I'm so dead. Ouch. I don't know, like, maybe, see, like, I was just able to dodge that and dodge that because.
Guys, I just now found the world you're in. It's called the Isle of Genthir. So I'm gonna try to.
Oh yeah.
There.
Interesting. See, I'm dying because I still have yet to figure out how to dodge this stuff. No, don't die anymore. See, what if I do this? I can stealth, can't I? Yeah, I can. And I died. No, I didn't die. I haven't died yet. Sweet. I need my health heal again. That one, jeez! Dodge! Why aren't you dodging? Oh, see? That's also a reason. Is stop knocking me over, you jerk! Fine, I'm gonna pick up a lava rock and throw it at you. Yeah, eat lava rock. It's right.
Ah, what? Guesting is not available at this time.
Oh, okay. That sucks. Oh, jeez, and I died. Really? I'm terrible. See, let's do this. Let's do the smoke thingy. Let's heal myself so I don't die. I don't want to do that entire encounter over again.
We can,
okay. Good.
We were in a party just now. I can invite you cross-world. So, I believe we should be able to play PvP together.
Okay. Go ahead. Let me get out of the instance here real quick. So, I mean, I actually am going to, I'm going to exit the game here and devote my full attention to the show now.
Okay.
So, Guild Wars so far has actually been a pretty good experience so far. It's one of those experiences that, you know, you haven't had in a long time. It's been a really kind of just overwhelming, just really, really nice experience. I know that there's a couple people who are like, well, this game isn't really that good. And like, you just kind of look at them like, okay, give me a good reason. And they're like, well, and then they list a bunch of stupid stuff from World of Warcraft or another MMO that's failing, and you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's World of Warcraft. This is Guild Wars 2. It's completely different.
Yeah, I mean, they're completely different games in and of themselves. Yeah, they're both MMOs, and, you know, I have a buddy who's like, I'm not going to play the Guild Wars because it doesn't break the mold of regular MMOs. I'm like, yeah, it does. There's no Holy Trinity. It's a bunch of actually dynamic events while you're questing. You're not, like, being asked to, hey, kill 16 boar 5 different times. And, you know, if someone says in the quest text, hey, you know, the Centaurs are attacking, yeah, they're actually attacking and setting things on fire. And if you don't defend it, well, guess what? Then the thing's going to actually get set on fire, and your next quest is going to actually have to be, hey, you need to take the town back now and put out the fire. I know
one area in the human starting zone. There's like just like an outpost over by a bridge, a crossing. And I was walking by it, and I was killing some wolves, and then I looked back at the crossing. Centaurs were running across the bridge, running up to the tower, and then they burned it down. They destroyed it. It fell all the fuck apart. And
yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I think people are just going to be either really, really stickler fanboys and not actually care, or they're just going to be that stupid. And, I mean, you know, I'm insulting people. I don't really care because... I mean, if you think Guild Wars 2 is like... No, I'm seriously, like, if anyone really thinks that Guild Wars 2 is going to be one of those, oh, okay, it's just trying to be another WoW killer. Yeah, no, it's not. It's just trying to actually reinvent the MMO genre in it of itself. It's kind of bringing back a lot of the stuff that was really kind of missed in old school gaming. I mean, we have the world versus world stuff, which we haven't seen in a long time. We have just kind of a lot of extra kind of cookies and milk, if you were. I mean, the combat system's completely different. There's no, like, okay, well, I need to hit 1, 1, 2, and then sometimes hit 9 type of thing. It's, you have 1 through 5, and then you have your actual class abilities, which you unlock as you level, 6 through whatever key bindings you have. So I believe that at least right now, Guild Wars is going to do a really, really good job. You know, ArenaNet's doing impressing me with how much they're actually keeping in contact while the beta's going on, saying, we know about this issue, we know about this issue. You know, even though they're kind of giving a vague description of how they're dealing with it, at least they're saying, hey, we know about the issue, we're fixing it. Unlike where with what BioWare has done and still kind of continues to do is, oh yeah, it's fine, it's working as intended, and everyone's looking at them going, no, it's not. I mean,
nope.
They've already stated that they know about the frame issue problem. They're working on it. They've even said, we know it's not actually coded all the way yet. It's not optimized. We're working on that. This is the first, you know, actual big, huge beta that they've held. I mean, I don't even know if they've released the numbers at how many people are actually logged on, but just an estimate, if over a million people signed up for the beta in less than 24 hours when they first released it to get into the special beta, then I can only assume that probably close to, if not more than, a million and a half people are actually logged on right now and just kind of testing everything out. So, I mean, yeah, there's going to be lag. There's going to be issues. It is beta. It's not like it's going to be a perfect game. I don't think anyone of common sense was expecting it to work flawlessly. I mean, I've never played a beta that does, especially an MMO. I mean, that's so much work to do and so many things. I mean, they have, you know, if we go into their forums, they have their little announcements here that says, hey, you know, we understand that world transfers are not working very well. They're taking a long time. We know they've addressed a lot of specific errors that players are having. It's just, I feel that ArenaNet's doing their very best to actually try and help players out. I mean, even with the crafting, they even posted a getting started with crafting, because they know it's going to be overwhelming for people because there's so much stuff going on. I mean, they said, okay, here's where you can get all the crafting stuff. And for those of you who are actually wondering, I'll read a little bit of it here. The only place to purchase the crafting materials right now is in the starting zones, on the basic merchants in the starting zones. It's very small fee. I think I paid like 80 copper for my pickaxe, which was really nice. It's just a very nice thing that they're doing for the community. They're doing what players generally do and what players actually take time out of their day to do, and they just kind of said, here's some posts for crafting and some other, you know, PvP and stuff. And they're really trying to make players understand, like, hey, we know that the game is completely overwhelming, and we're going to be able to actually help you guys. So, I mean, my overall experience so far of this game is just phenomenal. I'm very, very impressed with just kind of ArenaNet and the actual community themselves. Like, it's, you know, you get your trolls, you get your people that are like, this game sucks, wow, it's so much better, lol, 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 type of thing. But, you know, those people will go away eventually, and they'll realize that, hey, you know what, it's not worth $60 to try and troll people, because they're either going to get it ignored or just no one's going to care eventually. So I feel that,
like,
you know, yeah.
I haven't seen any of that in the chat, like people saying, oh, this game sucks, it's not, it's just one
I know, it's just, I mean, for people to hate on it, they better have some pretty damn legitimate reasons to actually hate on the game. I mean, the only thing that I can kind of not, I mean, you said that you really enjoyed the human starting area, and that's like one of the first games you've actually enjoyed playing a human. I still didn't find myself as caring about the NPCs as much as I did in the char starting area, but maybe that's just I've never liked playing a human in a video game because I am one, so that's boring. I'd rather play a giant cat or something. So, I mean, I don't know, like, Triggs, you're what, level 15?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, for those of you, Triggs has pretty much been playing nonstop. Like, didn't you, like, overwork your actual schoolwork and get everything done ahead of time?
Yeah, I did, like, I got the digital arts final project done, my life drawing project done, got my study guides done for marketing, Roman history, and my print project is something that takes forever to do, so we couldn't really get done that in time, but it's, for the most part, I'm ahead of schedule.
Nice. All right,
and
well.
2000 gems.
Oh, nice. It finally worked?
Yeah, you set the point in your credit card, and it gives it to you for free.
See, it didn't ask for my credit card information. It just kind of asked for my address, and then it said, this is not working right now. So apparently it's working now.
Yeah. And, bring your credit card and give you for free after you put that in.
It's actually really funny. There's actually a post on the forums that I saw. Someone's like, why is there a $1.08 charge? And, like, everyone was, like, facepalming because they're like, have you never owned a credit card before? It's just a hold charge to see if your card's working, and then it's going to go back into your bank account. That's normal every time you enter a new credit card information. So it's just like, yeah, okay. I mean, you have people that are just either it's a younger adult who just maybe got their credit card or debit card, or it's an actual older adult who has no idea what the internet is like and has never bought anything online. And they saw the word free gems and they instantly typed in their credit card because that's just how competent they are. So, I mean,
oh my God,
yeah.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
What?
There's like an experience booster you can buy with the gems called the Killstreak Experience Boost. Gain an additional 100% experience from kills for 30 seconds. Time remaining is reset with each kill. How long can you keep it going?
Wow. Really?
That's awesome. Like, if you're in the middle of a giant event, like, this is perfect for, like, the Shadow Behemoth event, where there's portals summoning dudes for you to kill. That's just awesome.
Well, how many gems
is
it?
Like, it's 125 gems for one.
And how long does it last?
The normal experience boost is 150. Well, it lasts 30 seconds, and it resets every time you kill something.
Like, you kill something, or just anyone kills something?
That's a good question.
Because if it's every time you kill something, good luck with that, because if there's 50 people...
The exact wording is, time remaining is set with each kill.
Okay,
so it might be some kills from you plus people around you in your little pseudo party.
Yeah, yeah, that would make sense. I mean, I think that their what do you want to call it? Microtransaction store is going to be actually pretty neat because all of it's going to be either cosmetics, small pet items, or like boosts for that kind of stuff. Or maybe they're just testing out to see like if that stuff will actually work. Because, you know, experience boosts are okay. I'm not sure how I feel about those, to be honest with you.
I don't feel anything at all. It's like, these are the people, like, who legitimately don't have the time to play this game. It's like, I work all day, and it takes a while to do stuff, because this is a really fucking big world. I'll just grab an experience booster.
Right. How long does a normal experience booster last?
The normal, I think, is about an hour.
That's not bad. Does it double, or just kind of... 10%?
Yeah. Gain an additional 50% experience from kills for 1 hour. Oh, so
wow.
The kill streak thing gives you 100% experience.
That's pretty crazy.
So it may last shorter, but you get way more experience for it.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, I think the one that lasts for an hour is probably more worth your money than the other one. Just because if, like, you actually don't get any credit for the kill or something, then you, you either have to reactivate another one or buy another one.
I think there's that one event in, I forget the zone, but it's like you fight the dragon Tequaddle, and he summons all those dudes from the ocean. I think that'd be a perfect place for the Killstreak experience boost.
Yeah, probably. We actually haven't put it any other. Like, have you tried any other classes besides your engineer?
I'm going to after the show.
Okay, yeah. I recently dabbled into an elementalist, and she's pretty OP. I'm still not how I feel about the range classes in this game. I mean, they're actually pretty fun, and they do a lot of damage, but I'm not sure how a thief will kind of measure up to him, because that's going to be my main class, so I guess I'm trying to learn him before the game actually released. But considering there's no launch date, I think I have plenty of time. But, I don't really have anything else to say. I think a lot of it's going to be through our videos. I mean, it's really kind of hard to kind of explain a lot of the stuff without showing it to you guys, because there's just a lot to take in. I think we will better kind of have a accurate description once the beta weekend's over with, and once we can kind of digest everything. Because quite honestly, I'm still pretty overwhelmed at the mass amount of stuff that you can do in this game. Like, crafting is ridiculous. And then, you know, I haven't even gotten into PvP yet, so. Yeah, Shrix, is there anything else you want to go over? I didn't really have anything else for the show this week other than Guild Wars. Small discussion.
All I have to say is Mazel Tov, it's an awesome game.
Yeah, seriously, Arena, you guys have done a wonderful job. We will have more for you as the weeks progress and as we get our videos all kind of traded and shared. We have a lot of files to go over. How much we have, what? I think between you and me, we have about 200-some gigs of video footage to go over. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun 2 weeks. But ArenaNet, seriously, guys, props to you guys. You guys have done an awesome job. If you're listening, Mazel Tov, thank you guys for kind of tuning in. I know it was short notice. But we kind of wanted to give you a small snippet of what we've been experiencing and just kind of how awesome the game is. Kat, as you guys have noticed, is not here. She is currently moving. She's actually in the process of moving. She said she would call in maybe, but she's probably either sleeping or trying to stave off boredom playing Sims 3 because she's at a hotel, which I feel bad for because she doesn't have good internet, which sucks. I don't think I could do stuff on hotel internet. It's terrible. It's just, yeah. Anyway, Shriggs, closing comments, sir?
I said what I wanted to say. I already said my closing comments.
I know. For those of you who are probably wondering, Shriggs is probably still playing the game right now. He's just probably like, ooh, shiny stuff. But yeah, guys, check out codeboxmedia.com. Over the next week or so, we will be posting a crap ton of footage. We will be posting some more Baz and Shriggs play stuff. I got to go over some more of that footage there. We do have another project we're working on with Portal 2. That was our kind of, you know, hush-hush project, but I figured we'll kind of tell you about it a little bit here. That's going on. The first video of that is done and should be up within a week or two, depending on how much footage we actually post on Guild Wars. Also, just kind of follow us on Twitter and Facebook, /CodeBoxMedia. We keep it simple. YouTube is /CodeBoxMedia as well. If you want to get in touch with us for any reason, just email us, blockheads@codeboxmedia.com. As always, guys, I am your host, Baz and Shriggs. Thank you so much for joining me this week and a very short version of Boxheads. Peace out, guys.
Later.